Welcome to Premier Skills English Football Shoutout. Hi everybody, my name's Jack.
And my name's Rich, and welcome to our latest Football Shoutout, where we talk about the English you need when you're watching football.
If you listened to our last lesson, you'll remember this. Ooh, another long throw coming up. They're just going to launch it again.
It's all they do. That's it. Get it out. Clear it.
Nice. Down the line. Pass it. Go on. Past him.
Corner.
Get it swung in. They've played it short again. Pass it. That's it. Penalty!
Outside the box. Free kick.
We never score from free kicks. Come on. He's never going to get it over the wall.
Top corner this. You watch. Oh, crossbar. How unlucky.
Penalty. Handball.
Which way is he going to put it?
Down the middle, I reckon.
Goal! He got a hand to it, but he was never going to stop that one. Our last lesson was all about what we shout when your team has a set piece like a corner or free kick. If you haven't heard the lesson, there's a link on the side of this page for you to go back and listen and learn lots of phrases and words we use in these situations.
This lesson is all about what fans say after a match. Listen to this.
What a game.
I'm exhausted and I only watched it on TV.
I think we got away with it, to be honest.
No way. We were the much better team.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it when they missed their second penalty.
Okay, I suppose we were hanging on a bit at the end, but the referee had a stinker. Neither of them should have been penalties.
Hanging on? They were camped in our half for the whole second half.
Some great last-ditch defending, though. It was all hands on deck at some points.
The keeper has to be my man of the match. He pulled off three or four worldies.
So, who do you think we'll get next?
Could be Brazil. I think we can beat them too.
In the conversation, we were talking after our team had played. The situation was that we had won the game.
That's definitely better, because when my team lose, I don't speak for about 24 hours.
So, our conversation was definitely more useful if you want to learn a few football phrases.
I thought that we'd been lucky to win the match. I said, I think we got away with it. This is used to say that we were lucky and that we might not have deserved to win.
But I thought we deserved to win, so I said we were the much better team.
You changed your mind, though, and used the phrase hanging on at the end. This is an expression to say your team was under a lot of pressure at the end of the match.
You might also want to talk about the players, referees, and managers, and whether they had good games or not.
Jack said that the referee had a stinker, which means a very bad performance.
And Rich said the goalkeeper was man of the match, which means he was the best player on the pitch. You can also say that it was a man of the match performance.
I said that the goalkeeper pulled off three or four worldies. This is a really difficult sentence to understand.
To pull something off means to make or achieve something. And a worldie is something amazing. It's short for world class. So it means the goalkeeper made three or four amazing saves.
I don't think worldie is even in the dictionary yet, but it will be soon.
Another couple of idioms that we used in the conversation were connected to defending. They were last ditch defending, which is similar to last moment, and all hands on deck, which means everybody needs to help urgently in a situation.
Oh, and nobody was camping on the football pitch in our conversation. When you say a team is camped in a half, it means they are there for a long time and aren't moving.
We'll look at these phrases and a few more in the lesson which you can find below this podcast.
Listen again. Do you understand everything now? What a game.
I'm exhausted and I only watched it on TV.
I think we got away with it, to be honest.
No way. We were the much better team.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it when they missed their second penalty.
Okay, I suppose we were hanging on a bit at the end, but the referee had a stinker. Neither of them should have been penalties.
Hanging on? They were camped in our half for the whole second half.
Some great last-ditch defending, though. It was all hands on deck at some points.
The keeper has to be my man of the match. He pulled off three or four worldies.
So, who do you think we'll get next?
Could be Brazil. I think we can beat them too.
So, there are a few expressions you can use after the match.
We've got some activities to help you remember the phrases that we've been speaking about in the lesson below this podcast.
This was our final football shout-out lesson in this series. We hope it helped you learn some new football phrases.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.